is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A father speaks to his 17-year-old daughter just released by Hamas.
Tola, I love you. I miss you very much. And I spoke to her for a minute or two, but it was very, very emotional.
More from CBS's Tina Krause.
The mother and daughter, Judith Tai and Natalie Shoshana Ra'anan, were held for nearly 2 weeks.
These two Americans are now safely in the hands of Israeli authorities in Israel.
The women were abducted along with about 200 others when Hamas attacked Israel October 7th.
Our position is clear. Every hostage needs to be released and needs to be released now.
That's U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. U.S. House lawmakers have gone home for the weekend and will start over on Monday in their bid to elect a new speaker. CBS's Willie James Inman on Capitol Hill.
Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio has dropped out of the race to become Speaker of the House after his Republican colleagues voted to withdraw their support in a secret ballot.
We need to come together and figure out who our speaker is going to be. I'm going to work as hard as I can to help that individual so that we can go help the American people.
The move comes after Jordan lost even more support during a third round of voting on the House floor.
No person having received a majority of the whole number of votes cast by surname, a speaker has not been elected.
Potential speaker candidates have until Sunday night to submit their names for consideration. Police in Western Maryland are searching for a man suspected of fatally shooting Washington County Circuit Court Judge Andrew Wilkinson in the judge's driveway last night. The judge had presided over a divorce case hearing earlier in the day involving Pedro Argote. United Auto Workers Union President Sean Fain says he's making progress with two of three car makers, but declines to expand the auto strike. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert reports.
Fain says GM and Stellantis have moved in the past week, but not Ford. While he didn't order any new plants out on strike, that remains a possibility at any time.
Our goal is to get the best agreement possible, not to strike randomly just for the hell of it. Our strategy means we escalate if and only if we think it will win big.
There are currently 34,000 UAW members on strike and about 6,500 on layoff. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
A second attorney has pleaded guilty in Georgia's election interference case in which former President Trump is also a defendant. CBS's Nora O'Donnell with more.
Kenneth Cheeseborough admitted to putting forward a fake slate of GOP electors in an effort to undermine the state's 2020 election results. Trump attorney Sidney Powell took a similar plea deal Thursday, requiring them both to testify against other defendants, which could include Donald Trump.
This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the...
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America Network of Food Banks rescues billions of pounds of good food.